We need a people's reset, ladies and gentlemen. We need to obliterate Agenda 2030. We need to obliterate the anti-human world that they are trying to force us into. These are such serious times. And you see how it all connects when you start looking at this. You see how it all connects. I'm going to give out the number because for the next hour we're going to be taking your calls. The number is 877-789-2539. Give us a call about this new revelation about ACAM 2000, about what we spoke about in the beginning regarding the UN, this massive investigation into Kamala Harris and Tony West. I'm looking forward to speaking with you. And if you want to talk about something else, we can do that as well. Again, that number is 877-789-2539. While I wait for a few more calls to come in, I'll really quickly continue with what I was saying. We absolutely have to smash this agenda. We have to obliterate it. And my solution has always been we need to not only exit the UN, we need to outlaw any cooperation with Agenda 2030 or a one world government ever again. It needs to be against the law. That is the only way that I see this moving forward. To ensure that it doesn't creep in again. There has to be a punishment for trying to create and cooperate with global governance. All right, we've got quite a few photos coming through. Dave from Arizona, you're on the air. Dave from Arizona, I can't hear you. We've got Dave.
Hello, thank you so much, Maria. Appreciate the show. So I'm here in Arizona, State 48. It seems like we could be the epicenter of corruption and voter malfeasance in 2020, 2022, and now gearing up for 2024. I'm not sure how we comply our way out of this mess. I can't get people here locally to stand on their power and hold our servants accountable. I'm not saying it's violence, but we definitely it's a challenge living in a post-constitutional era. I don't know what our next step is. I can't get people to even peacefully assemble.
It's really difficult, Dave, because I can tell you in Australia a lot of the time the protests didn't work, although they fried us, they microwaved us in Canberra when, you know, reportedly over a million people, I don't know if it was over a million, but certainly over a million cars were recorded going into Canberra that week. You know, we got together for the biggest protest the country had seen in the nation's capital, and they microwaved us. So to say that protesting doesn't work is not true, because they went to such extreme efforts to make sure that we didn't protest. Obviously, violence isn't the answer. Number one, it's illegal. Number two, they come down so hard on people when they do that, and it sets a precedent to make sure no one can ever sort of rise up against and again. And I'm not encouraging it by any shape or form, but I'm just talking about those consequences associated with it, even planning it. We are so over surveilled these days. You know, they know the minute that you even have the thought about that type of thing. And again, I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying the surveillance of that is so prevalent. So it is a really difficult situation, Dave. What have you found? Something that works for the people of Arizona?
Covering stuff and spreading information and planting seeds. But we have a little bit different scenario here. We are actually, as we the people, we are duty-bound to remove a tyrannical government. And that's what we're faced with, similar to what you guys were in Australia. It's an inverse revolutionary war. It's the techno class, our servants above us, that are pushing down on we the people. We just haven't stood up yet. And I'll respectfully disagree with you. I've never been to a protest here. We only hold rallies. We like to take the positive approach on it. We rally for things we stand in and stand for, instead of rallying, instead of protesting against the totalitarians. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm certainly not against that. I'm for any type of resistance, approach to resistance. This is, you know, we need to get creative. We need to look at different ways of making a statement that are peaceful, but that are going to grab the people's attention and get people thinking. This is something that is so necessary, because time is running out and we're being steamrolled. And I don't know if they're going to let this election go ahead. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more callers.
Now, what of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrant at point blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
We are live in hour number three, taking your calls live, and we would not be able to do this. InfoWars would not be able to do this without your support. So make sure that you head to AlexJonesStore.com or InfoWarsStore.com today and support this important broadcast. The reason we're able to take uncensored calls, we don't even screen them, is because on this platform is because of the people's support. They want to silence us. They want us to not have conversations, even when we disagree with one another. They don't want any of that. They don't want conversation. They want you to only have a single source of truth, which is them, which is why it is so vital to support InfoWarsStore.com or TheAlexJonesStore.com today. Support them financially. Keep them on the air. Keep this uncensored platform going. We're going to go to Andrew in New York now. Andrew, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the United Nations. And they're calling it like the Pact for the Future or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's basically just a power grab. They want to make up any excuse to have to make up an emergency like monkeypox or whatever gene therapy by a weapon they could think of. But a lot of what it's about is kind of similar to the natural asset classes, where they wanted to commoditize how they had that their carbon scam and their one of the things was water. They wanted to commoditize water because one of the things they wanted to do was they need a lot of water for their, AI.
Yeah, it's natural capital accounting. And so right now, Australia has actually partnered up with the U.S. to they're meeting again next year, actually, to take stock of how well they've done in, putting all of nature's natural assets of every country onto this digital ledger, where now it's essentially, it's going to be owned by BlackRock and, whoever else is at the top of the financial food chain. This is essentially what it is. And so they then, when I was looking into it, this natural capital accounting makes it so that basically your compliance is also linked with your water supply. Now, they won't admit to that. But this is the system that they're setting up. Everything is based on your compliance. Everything is based on do you or do you not agree with the United Nations. In fact, in their UN 100 documents, they talk about how you're not going to be subjected to a social credit system, but you're only going to receive your digital currency if you comply. So that's called a social credit system, guys. And so you're absolutely right, Andrew. That's what it is. They've gone a step further, but it doesn't mean we have to go along with it. And this is the time for every nation to just do what Harvey MLA did and said, we don't want to be part of this. And in fact, we don't want to be part of the UN. This is what we need, and we need to stop the advancements towards global governance. This is where all of this madness comes from. Thank you so much, Andrew, for your call. We'll go to Jefferson in Virginia.
Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Super. I'm a little confused. I saw your interview with Rima Labo, and she was saying that the people who got injected with the vaccine for monkeypox would somehow be dangerous to the people that were unvaccinated. I wasn't clear on how that was possible.
Yeah. Look at the package insert. I've got it up on screen right now. If you don't have access to a screen, you can go back and watch it, team. Overhead shot. This is from the FDA's package insert, the official FDA publication. And it literally says that this injection, the injected people, can cause death to unvaccinated individuals who have contact with vaccinated individuals. Not only that, but it can also cause adverse reactions to unvaccinated people. So basically, this is shedding, Jefferson, and it's very much like the COVID injection that could shed onto people. But now they're literally saying being around an injected person can kill an uninjected person. They're admitting it now, openly.
How does that get through the safety protocol testing and get approved?
There is no safety protocol anymore, Jefferson. That's the problem that we're facing. These people are literally saying, well, we don't need any more safety trials. We're just going to let AI decide for us in future whether an injection's safe or not. And all it takes is for them to say, yes, this is safe. And AI says, yes, this is safe. They're bypassing all of the safety protocols. This is literally on the package insert. You couldn't make this up if you tried.
No, it's mind-boggling. It's something about the greater good of being able to kill people one way or another and act like it's their own fault.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for withstanding, Jefferson, and seeking out the truth. You know, it's not easy to continuously look at the horrors of what these people are trying to enact, but our hope is that as we face this and educate others around us, then people will wake up to what's going on and we'll have a bigger, more stronger resistance. So thank you for being part of that, Jefferson. We're going to go to Judy in Florida. Judy, you're on the air.
Hi, it's a real pleasure to speak with you. You're one of my very favorite women in the alternative media, and just as a sister in Christ to listen to. You really are.
Thank you, Judy. I appreciate that.
I wanted to talk about what the strange gods that have basically been introduced into America, because we are a Christian nation. We're much weaker, of course, now. I mean, so much of Christianity has been removed, and the last thing is, you know, the hedge of protection that God gave us. But I really believe that in this time, it's like demonic power is increasing. And I have customers, because I the type of service that I have, and I listen to their stories of even how, like, nurses will talk to them. It's like the nurses are perfectly cognizant of what they're doing. They talk to their patients as if they're children, and they do not care about them because they know what they've done, and they know they have to keep, you know, the facade up that they're somehow under the Hippocratic Oath. And people are just naive. But, you know, what I'm saying about demonic power is that it's not just this Mengele kind of behavior. There is a YouTube channel called Revelations of Jesus Christ, and there's a documentary, America, We Have a Problem, that I'm not going to go into it a lot, but it's not a well-made documentary, but some of the content is very startling and worth looking into. Basically, what it boils down to is there are the Hindu gods that are introduced. There is Kali, who is basically demands the blood of flesh, particularly the flesh of the young. There is it's also the fact that she's like the cackling sort of god. It's pointed out in the documentary how Kamala, that name itself means lotus, and that's basically introduced in the old animation that was very dystopic called I Pet Goat, and Kamala does mean lotus in Hindu. I know that at the DNC, one of the things that's pointed out in the documentary was that Planned Parenthood was there giving free abortions. These types of things are occurring along with, and this is another important god, and that's Hanuman. Hanuman is the monkey god. And I don't know when it was erected, but in Sugarland, Texas, there is a 90-foot statue in a Hindu compound.
These guys are erecting statues of Baphomet. These guys are erecting statues of all sorts of strange gods, and you're absolutely right. And it's not just, you know, people are going to get upset with me when I say this, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. It is introducing any type of satanic demonic entities, which unfortunately the Hindu gods are, because they do not worship the true God. And so it is introducing everything but Jesus Christ, pushing Jesus Christ out of the picture, who is the savior of the world, the one true Lord. And they are making sure that every other strange god is in the picture. You know, the god of the Freemasons being Satan. It is literally anything but Jesus. And, of course, the adverse or flow-on effect, I should say, from that is not just that it opens up a place to demonic influence, which it absolutely does, by the way. Not just that it opens up a place to demonic influence, but it has dark influence on the people of that place as well, whether they know it or not. And if they're not walking in the true faith, then they're at risk. And so it literally puts every single person at risk, the whole nation at risk. We need to repent, Judy. This is it. We need to repent. We need to return back to, you know, the roots of this country, the roots of the establishment of Christian nations. This is what we need. We can't go on like this.
The whole idea of sanctification, of repentance, because people do not have a contrite heart, generally. They give a hat tip to God. You know, they think they know Jesus and have a relationship with him. No. And I can't even get into the heresies of a lot of religions that are under the subheading of Christianity. The bottom line is, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't read the Bible, that is the basis of it. And knowing him is reading the word and praying. And repentance is, of course, it's important for every single human being. I mean, even the most diabolical person you can think of, if they repented, if they turned to Jesus, it doesn't matter what they've done in the past. Some of us that would want to see these people, you know, go into the fiery furnace, they have just
you're
as
right.
Much
salvation. You're right, Judy. And thank you so much. We've got other callers waiting. You know, as an Eastern Orthodox, I would say as well that the importance of communion, the importance of confession, these things are absolutely vital for people, particularly communion. My goodness. You know, I don't think we can survive without it. So this is just vital. Thank you so much for your call. We do have to go to the other callers. William in Arkansas, want to go to you now. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call. You're doing a very good job. You show the same passion and detail that all of the InfoWarrior crew do. I'm a little bit more direct and sick and tired of the murdering that's going on. You're not going to stop a killer or a rapist with a knife at your throat just because you explain to them that it's immoral. What are we waiting for? All right? I don't want the law knocking on my door for what I could bluntly say, but you don't let soldiers and law enforcement amassed in numbers. That's called force in numbers. You catch them when they're by themselves. These are the people protecting the Bill Gateses and the Faucis and, you know, the Bushes and the Clintons and the CIA director and the FBI director. It's not Mother Teresa protecting these people, you know. I'm a nurse for 40 years. I spent 23 years in the operating room. There's not much you can tell me about what's necessary to destroy the spore of a virus, right? Now, I'm not supposed to sit here and worry about my life talking on this phone, and maybe it blows up and blows my head off. You talk about these religious people. Hey, I'm all about faith, but I'm not worried about my soul in the sense. I'm worried about the flesh on my bone, right? And I'm not hard up. I'm well off. I'm angry for all of you that are going to be breaking into my home for food and shelter, right? All the idiots that just won't listen. I'm not supposed to die or suffer for the lack of somebody else's inability to listen to the other half of a conversation.
Well, you know what, William, you may say that that's not a faith thing, but I'll be honest with you, for me, I completely agree with you. It's about the well-being of the person next to me as well. You know, I don't have to be doing this, as in I'm not physically forced to do this. I am morally required to speak about these things and bring them to light and try and save the person next to me from going and killing themselves with a lethal injection. And so I really, you know, I struggle with this problem because the only solution that I can see is to wake more people up, but it seems like it's more and more difficult to do so. I don't see violence as the solution. I never have. I hate war. I hate physical violence. I hate when they commit violence against us. And so the only way is to get people on side. And I'm starting to see a little bit of that, but I'm very worried that people aren't waking up fast enough. You know, you have people like Tulsi Gabbard. We have people like RFK Jr. now joining the Trump camp. And it's like, this is great. And there are a lot of, you know, leftists or people in the middle that may not be conspiracy minded that are starting to go, oh my gosh, there are real conspiracies out here. You know, and that's great. But the conversation you and I are having is about 20 years of education down the road from these people. My fear is that they won't wake up quick enough.
I don't think they're going to wake up at all in the mass numbers necessary. And I'm not worried about my soul. It's safe within the bosom of Christ. Like I said, it's the flesh on my butt. It's the nation. It's ridding this nation. We rid the last major Christendom republic, right? I'm not going to just sit by and watch that happen. And, you know, I guess if I have to suffer incarceration or something from it at some point in time, well, so be it. So have many others. I mean, we're not willing to take the fight on as Christians, as the first martyrs in the Colosseums of Rome that were stuck on pig poles and lit up on, for, you know, fire for food for the lions, I guess a good barbecue snack. We're not willing to take on that mantle. We're sitting here watching Satanists invade our capital. We're watching anal sex in the hallways of the White House. You know,
it really is sick, William, but I think, and you know, you and I could have a really long conversation about this, but I think that there is a difference between being martyred for your faith than being martyred for political reasons. It's two different things. And so I am not encouraging people to go out and set themselves on fire. As you saw with that guy that tried to do that recently, it went nowhere. You know, and so, and I'm just using that as an example. There has to be another way. I think the intervention from God is a big thing. I think people waking up is a big thing, and a massive resistance to this. You know, I just saw Ireland is pulling back on the hate speech laws because of huge backlash. So that means it works. The reason why they stop people gathering in protest is because it works. And so we need strength in numbers, and I don't see any other way that's really going to stop some of this agenda, but it is barreling forward. And we just need people to understand how serious this is. Thank you so much, William, for your call. We'll go to Yeehaw in Canada. Have I got your name right? Is it Yeehaw?
It's Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Welcome.
Yes, exactly. Oh, thanks for accepting my call. So it might be a little weird question, the second one, but I have two questions. The first one is, do you think at some point like if the global government takes place, there will be a one-child policy like they did in China back in the days?
The
second one is...
Well, sorry, go on. I'll ask both of your questions and I'll answer.
Yeah. And the second one is in the future, like maybe after World War III, do you think we'll have to buy oxygen? We'll have to pay for oxygen to breathe, just like we pay water... For the daily use?
Really interesting questions. You're clearly looking into the possibilities of the dystopian future that they're setting. And I would say that the one-child policy, only the ultra-compliant will be permitted to have children. Those children will have to be lab-grown to make sure that they have eliminated all disease, so on and so forth. I read somewhere that in the smart cities, in the apartments, you're allowed 1.5 people per apartment, so it wouldn't even be you and your partner allowed to live there, or you and your husband or your wife. You would only be allowed 1.5 people. I don't know what that half person is, maybe a child. It's very, very, you know, this is a really horrible conversation, but it's one that we need to have because we need to understand how far they want to take this. So from looking at all of the benefits that they plan to let people have, it all depends on their compliance. And so they say that only children which have had all of their diseases eliminated, you know, through bioengineering or whatever, and children that are linked up to the AI hive mind will be acceptable children. That's the only way that you can get your universal basic income or your healthcare benefits or whatever the case may be. And so it's very possible that they'll only allow people to have children that are lab grown, like those huge baby farms that we've seen in China. It's disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. And the other thing that you asked about paying for oxygen to breathe, well, you know, they have floated the idea for climate taxes. And charging people for their carbon contributions. So whilst they may not, actually be charging us for oxygen tanks, although that's even a possibility, they'll certainly be trying to implement carbon taxes, which means you breathing, taxing you for breathing. So that's basically the future we're facing if they are successful. Thank you so much, Jaha, for your call. And I think it illustrates why we need to stop them. We'll go, Yeha. Sorry, I think I said Jaha. Yeha, thank you for your call. We'll go to Will in California, please. Will, welcome.
Hey, Maria, you're doing a great job, just like the other caller said. We love listening to you, and your knowledge is impeccable. The smallpox vaccine, you're right, the warning label should scare everybody. Besides the 4-week quarantine, it does go on to say that individuals cannot handle babies, be around pregnant women, go swimming, be in hot tubs, use public restrooms, share a bed or clothing, or be in close contact with unvaccinated individuals. And it also says the vaccine can also cause smallpox, which is interesting. And you know, another thing we had with this COVID vaccine is that the EUA authorization, as I understand it, requires that there are no alternative treatments. But here again, it appears ivermectin could be an alternative treatment for this thing. And I just am curious as to why the COVID got reissued when we have allowed doctors to prescribe now ivermectin.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They will probably, just like they demonized ivermectin during COVID, find a way to demonize any alternative treatments to monkeypox or smallpox or whatever the case may be, basically to anything in future. They're looking at regulating medicines. Like, well, their vision for the future is repurposing medications, turning them into quote-unquote vaccines, which is administered through an injection via the mRNA delivery platform. And basically they will be the only approved medications in future that people are permitted to receive, which means that anything outside of that scope of vaccine is going to be demonized. And I see that continuing to move forward, continuing to move forward with that, which is why I was very excited to hear when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced that he was joining with Team Trump, talking about making America healthy again, saying that he's going to tackle the geoengineering, he's going to tackle the issue of vaccines. I mean, this is fantastic news. I wonder how thorough he's going to be. Only time will tell. But this is the most hope that I've seen for America, which is an extremely unhealthy country. Not your fault, by the way. It is the regulatory agencies that have been captured by the globalists that make it that way. And so I think that this is the most hope that I've seen, not just for America, but worldwide as well, through this alliance. Thank you so much, Will, for your call. After the break, we're going to go to more of your calls. Thank you to the people that are holding. We will get to you. Again, that number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We've been talking about the Kamala expose. We've been talking about what the UN just did. We've been talking about the injection that causes death to the unvaccinated. They found a way to kill the non-compliant, ladies and gentlemen. But we are aware of it, and so we will take extra precautions. Give us a call, give us your thoughts, and anything else you want to talk about. We'll be back after this break.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information
look like ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it, 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to KEPM.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. KEPM.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back. We are about to take one more caller, and then we have a surprise interview to play for everyone. Very exciting. We're going to get to that, but I want to speak to Larry from Florida first. Larry, thank you for holding. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Maria. Just three quick things. One, we have to keep in mind, the people that are at least awake, that there's three overarching objectives that the globalists and the minions running our government and other governments have. One is depopulation. They want to reduce population. It's documented. They want to steal all our assets and money that they can pull out of the country, both the United States, Australia, and any other country that has any assets left. And thirdly, they then want to have absolute control over any of us that they decide to leave alive. Having said that, the second thing is we focus an awful lot in the MPOX call that you had just before me, very interesting about the shedding. If folks will look up Dr. Anna Michaela, M-I-C-H-E-L-A, and Substack, they'll find out. There's a lot of shedding with the CV jabs, too.
Yeah, that's Dr. Anna Mahicha, M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A. Dr. Anna Mahicha on Substack, we've actually had her. I've had her on the Alex Jones Show with me before, talking about the stuff that she's found under the microscope. And yes, it is shedding, not just from the C19 injections, but there's also effects from what they're spraying, what they're putting in major store grocery meat. This is why it's so important to support the farmers and buy organic products so that we can limit our exposure to this technology as much as possible and know that we're making a good conscience, free will decision. So you're absolutely right, Larry. This goes way beyond just the new injections that they're bringing out. But I'm just saying they're so brazen now that they are literally saying the ACAM 2000 may cause death of unvaccinated individuals who have contact with vaccinated individuals. I mean, how much more brazen can you get about the fact that you are trying to take out non-compliant people? This is why this broadcast is so important. Thank you so much for your call today, Larry. I appreciate you. Thank you to all of the people who support InfoWars and have made this outlet what it is, which is literally legendary. I mean, this is a place that I come for the most current news that I look at. You know, even when I'm not hosting, I'm depending on InfoWars to break it down in the most informed, professional way. Not just for the sake of content creation, but for this care that every single person in these studios has for humanity. It is unique. Let me tell you guys, it is very, very unique. So I genuinely call on everyone to support. Go to the alexjonesstore.com, go to infowarsstore.com, and we, buy yourself a shirt, send a message, buy yourself a supplement, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X2, DNA Force Plus. Go and have a look at what they have in stock and get yourself healthy, get yourself equipped with great merch that is going to be a conversation starter and get you to meet like-minded people and continue spreading that message. 40% off right now on Vitamin Mineral Fusion as well. So I encourage everyone to support this amazing, amazing network because they want it shut down. Because they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know that the FDA is trying to kill you. They don't want you to know that these maniacs are trying to take out the non-compliant. It's because of this network that you know this. So thank God for InfoWars. Thank God for every single one of the listeners that support this broadcast. And we actually have a surprise interview between Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, kind of a pre-game before tonight's event. So we're going to air that now. I thank you all for tuning in today. Again, I'm Maria Z of zmedia.com, and it's been an honor.
I have a strong feeling of hope, and I'm not afraid at all. I don't know why. Because I think victory is coming, and by victory, I mean specifically the victory of the human spirit over the machine, which is trying to crush it, which is anti-human and non-human, I would say. But I'm not afraid for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. It's not like I'm so rich or something that I'm not afraid. I'm not. But I'm not afraid because I feel on some deep animal level that these people just aren't going to win. I just keep going back to what I believe, and that is that I have two duties, that we all have two duties. And the first is to fight as hard as we can, nonviolently, for what we think is true, tell the truth, inspire others to tell the truth, be brave. Okay, that's our first duty. And our second duty is to be hopeful. Faith, hope, and love. Like, we're required to be hopeful.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
With only 43 days, that's 1,000 hours, to the most important election in world history. I know it's a cliche, but it's really happening now. Everybody can feel it and see it. We're with America's favorite populist journalist, Tucker Carlson. Tucker.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Well,
in your hotel suite here in whatever city we're in Pennsylvania.
At a secret location. I saw him in the restaurant, ran over and stalked him and said, you got to come up before we go to your big event tonight. He said, sure, I'll give you a few minutes. So, Tucker, wow, a lot of serious stuff going on. You want to kind of repeat what you were just saying before we started taping here? For pretty powerful
stuff.
Well,
first of all, it's not my event. It's your event tonight. I'm interviewing you, and I can't wait in Reading, Pennsylvania. But no, I was just saying, we're just discussing the news, and you know, you can feel that evil is on the march, actually. and we don't have the benefit of straightforward behavior. So it's not like they're, you know, wearing tunics and jack boots and marching down our streets of our village. But they are on the march and they're crushing people, throwing people, you know, into prison, torturing them into compliance. And I was just saying, you know, what's going to happen in the election? We're talking about it off camera. And of course, I don't know. I'm always wrong in my predictions, but I have a strong feeling of hope and I'm not afraid at all. I don't know why. Because I think victory is coming. And by victory, I mean specifically the victory of the human spirit over the machine, which is trying to crush it, which is anti-human and non-human, I would say. But I'm not afraid for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. It's not like I'm so rich or something that I'm not afraid. I'm not. But I'm not afraid because I feel on some deep animal level that these people just aren't going to win. I mean, there may be short-term victories. I don't know. But there will be no long-term victories for these people.
I totally agree. I mean, the awakening I'm seeing and the desperation. Biden today saying I'm not allowed to have little girls on stage with me, but I still do. I mean, you fiction could not be this creepy. Kamala Harris, never knowing what planet she's on, and then just all the fabulous corruption and all the in Europe arresting people for speech, and then Hillary saying we're going to arrest Americans for speech and passing laws in California to do it. This is not the stuff of a group that's confident and in power, is it, Tucker?
Well, I just saw a photograph of Josh Shapiro, who's the governor of Pennsylvania, who's evil. I'm not saying that lightly. With Zelensky, who was campaigning for Kamala Harris and Democrats, using U.S. military aircraft to get around, using our tax dollars.
Here in Pennsylvania right now.
He's campaigning right now in the key swing state today as we speak. And I saw Josh Shapiro signing artillery shells with his name. They're going to kill Russians in a war that we have not declared against Russia. We'll kill civilians. And I thought, the evil is just open. Can you imagine signing an artillery shell that's going to be used to kill civilians in a war that you're not even in?
When it's the biggest nuclear power in the world, what'd you make of Biden going, yeah, we don't want the blame, but go ahead and use the storm shadows? When is that going to happen? Russia says that'll be a declaration of war.
No, but just the bloodlust, just the delight they take in killing and in blood. I mean, it tells you exactly who they are. These people are thrilled by the idea of ending human life. They worship abortion. They worship war. They worship euthanasia. They worship killing other human beings. And maybe it's just my age or something, but I've never seen it with the clarity I see it with now. And I see it as just undisguised evil, which is what they are.
Why do you think the death cult is so undisguised now?
Probably a combination of factors. They are afraid. They understand they don't have the consent of the people they govern. So, like, the democracy talk is not only ridiculous, it's the opposite of the truth. There is, you know, it's not democracy, of course. And I think they know that, and it makes them nervous. But I also think that we're just at that point in history where, you know, whatever this is taking off its mask, you know, and like replacing Easter with Transvisibility Day and, you know, signing artillery shells. They're going to be used to murder Russian civilians who have, you know, nothing to do with any of this.
And the trans thing is literally taking youth, confusing them, and then destroying their future. It's making sterilization.
Well, it's destroying purity, which is the whole point. I mean, that's why people molest children. It's not because they're so inherently sexually attractive. They're not even pubescent. There's no sexual attraction.
It's an evil ritual.
It's a ritual designed to defile purity. That's the point. That's what gets them off. That's what gets all of these people off. It's not that killing civilians is like sort of a sad byproduct of some policy. It's that killing civilians is the point. It's what turns them on. We have power. We're going to kill you. That's absolutely real. It's not about sex. It's not about war. It's about destroying purity.
I got a quick story. Now we got to go on this. A few more questions. You've been gracious. I remember it was a New York Times article, or maybe it was a Washington Post, back in the middle of the Second Gulf War. I think it was like 2006 or so. And Richard Pearl, they call him the Prince of Darkness, 400 pounds, can't even find his ass with both hands, definitely can't get a woman. He sidles up, back in the New York Times, and still tell the truth occasionally, to a bunch of gorgeous female reporters, and they ignore him, and he goes, "Don't you know who I am?" And he says, "I kill a lot of people." They went, "Ugh." I mean, imagine the job of the, "I kill a lot of people," and Obama, "You know, I'm really good at killing people with predator drones." And the guy probably could win a fist fight. There's something inherently sick and twisted and also stunted about that.
Oh, I remember Paul Wolfowitz very, very well early in the War on Terror, the GWAT, showing up in some country that had supposedly some Islamist militia who was going to go to the scene. And he was carrying in a shoulder holster, .45, a 1911 style handgun. And I was like, which I shoot for fun. And I'm like, wow, that's a .45. Does Paul Wolfowitz know what side the bullet comes out of? And I remember thinking, he doesn't need that. It just turns him on to dress up like a cowboy or a,
he's guarded by Blackwater.
No, 100%. But it was all part of the violence fantasy. And up until that point, I thought it was geopolitical strategy. Like, they really had hopes of like turning the Middle East into democracies to make the region more peaceful. I didn't understand at all, because I was too close to it, that the whole point was killing people. The whole point was extinguishing human life.
And I've heard you speak before about being in Baghdad and actually in the real combat type stuff. That's kind of what really accelerated your awakening.
Well, yeah. I mean, I learned so much. It completely changed my life. I mean, I didn't do anything particularly dramatic. I was just there. But it was so different from what I expected. And I was so horrified by the fact that I had supported it tepidly. But still, you know, I was part of the problem for sure. And the second I said that out loud, like, wow, I can't believe I supported this. They all attacked me.
That's good.
Well, I guess, but it's taken me 20 years to really figure out what this is about, but it's not about politics at all. It's about something much deeper than that. And I think people are seeing that clearly.
All right, last question. So you're grateful. We got to get
the card. This.
Oh, well, great. Well, tell us when you got to cut it off. We have to get the card dropped from the secret town to the big town. We're outside town. Trump, I've seen him recently. You know, I know you talk a lot too, saying, you know, the new media is kind of really giving a run for its money. The old media, no, that was 15, 20 years ago. The independent media is the media. I mean, your show, some of it 300 million views, average show 100 million. My show's 5-10 million. Trump goes on with Elon, 1 billion. You know, people clicked on it. They say 700 million listen more than 15 minutes. And still, Trump and everybody and J.D. Vance are all the time trying to get on CNN and even Fox to a certain extent. Those are tiny audiences, sure, to the nursing homes. But I mean, really, Tucker Carlson's much bigger because he's now direct to the people. And I see it as that final illusion, even people like Trump, as it falls away and they realize, wait, the old dinosaur media is dinosaur media. It's extinct. It's dead. It's not hanging on by its fingernails, but it has that final illusion, like a fable or a legend that still has power. The older politicians, the Mitch McConnells, still bow down and are scared of what CNN says. Can you speak to that? And then now RFK Jr., since we're talking a lot to Trump, Trump's going to bring in people like Senator Paul, Massey, RFK Jr. to help him really drain the swamp by getting the right people in up front. Something Trump admits he messed up on 8 years ago. And this time, I think that's why the deep state is so scared. That's two big questions at the same time, Doug.
Well, I just think there's always a lag between reality and people's understanding of it. We're all caught in the past. We all think that the country is very different from what it actually is, and its power centers are very different from what they actually are. And I see that in my own life. I mean, I got a text today from Jeremy Barr at the Washington Post when he was at Politico before. I read the Washington Post in high school, you know, every day. 1985, I was reading the Washington Post. And the Washington Post is just, like, so discredited and totally irrelevant, owned by the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos. And he texts me and he's like, I've been following your tour. I went to a couple stops. Do you have comment on your tour? And I said, yeah, I mean, my goal is world domination and stripping basic human rights from the trans community. Like, that's why I'm here. And I just said that to him. I was like, please quote me. Because, like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that anyway. I might as well tell him. Yep, the point is global fascist takeover and the elimination of the basic human rights of the trans community, because they think that. I don't care what they think. I'm not trying to win them over. And I guess my advice to politicians would be follow suit, mock them. It doesn't matter what you say. They're going to write the same piece. No one's going to read it. The people who hate you already hate you. The people who are open-minded wouldn't read the Washington Post on a dare because they know it's a joke. And so don't give them respect. Hoist the middle finger at every possible opportunity, or more effective, just laugh at them. Yeah.
Because the only relevance they have is the relevance we give them. I don't say that from a power trip position. That's why they want to censor us and put us in jail.
I mean, of course. So, like, why would you ever feed them what they want, which is respect or deference or fear? They want you to fear them. Hey, Jeremy Barr at the Washington Post, like, I don't care what you think.
I stopped responding 5 or 6 years ago because every time I did, they just acted like they talked to me to build some fantasy.
But why not just say, my goal, by the way, just for the record, I don't like power. I don't want power. I don't like anyone or trust anyone who wants power. So that's my view of power or great wealth. Same thing.
You want to be left alone.
Well, I don't trust anyone who wants power over other people, and I don't trust anyone who worships money. And I don't trust any of these people in the first place. So, like, that's the last thing I want is to be them. That's my actual view. But since they're externalizing their own self-hatred and always accusing you of the way they actually are, which is power-hungry, money-hungry, you know, atheist totalitarians, which they are, you might as well just mock them by being like, yeah, you know, I seek to take over the world and enslave trans people.
They want World War III, open borders. They're involved in giant human sex trafficking and physical slave labor. Senate reports 325,000 missing kids. And they literally turn around and go, you want to hurt the trans people. It's like some weird thing they just made up.
Like the amount of time I spend during an average day worrying about the trans community. You know, I feel sorry for those people. What they're doing is not making it.
They're victims of a cult.
They are. They're possessed. Let me just say one last thing, if you don't mind.
At least.
Which is, so we're doing this event in, you know, the biggest stadium in this part of Pennsylvania tonight with Alex Jones on the bill. And I will say, you know, we had a little trouble finding a venue because people were like, Alex Jones, he's so scary. Sold it out, like, immediately. And I don't think that anybody tonight at that event will think, wow, Alex Jones is crazy. But no, Alex Jones is like way ahead of his time. There's not anything, I'm just guessing, that you're going to say tonight that is particularly radical or far off the mark or not sort of obvious at this point. You were way ahead of your time, decades ahead of your time. I think you deserve credit for that just on fairness grounds. And I am determined that you get it. I feel that.
Well, thank you, Tucker. Last question. Everybody says this, but this is really a referendum on the Republic right now. I think it goes worse if they steal the election from Trump again, because then people will be so upset. Trump will be handed something so horrible, I'm not sure he can even turn things around, quite frankly. Sometimes it's got to get worse before it gets better. I'm not an accelerationist, but I get you basically that's the direction we're going. The communists with the Great Reset, they want to be accelerationists. I want to try to fix things. But if we don't, regardless, they're in a lot of trouble. But you've been across the country. What do you think the real feeling of the country is? And what do you think will happen? This is a big question, so I don't really have time. If they steal the election from Trump?
I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of theories about that. Usually my political predictions are wrong because my brain is not very political and more ideological. So I usually get it wrong. I just keep going back to what I believe, and that is that I have two duties, that we all have two duties. And the first is to fight as hard as we can, nonviolently, for what we think is true, tell the truth, inspire others to tell the truth, be brave. Okay, that's our first duty. And our second duty is to be hopeful. Faith, hope, and love. Like, we're required to be hopeful. And they want to make us despondent. They want to humiliate us and make us feel hopeless. That's where they put like a retard in as the president's spokeswoman, you know, so we can look at her and be like, oh, this country sucks. It's not even worth defending. Katrina Jean-Pierre, like, if she's the spokesman, clearly none of this is worth
it. By the way, I got to say this. I know you know this because he's well-read, and most of you are too, but I'm going to dig it up. I remember a Bloomberg article about 15 years ago. There's been some others where they got headlines. You can probably pull this up, but it'll have to be like in the web, not taking a news search. Davos meets and says technocrats should run countries, not presidents, prime ministers, something like that. And in the article, they say, we are discrediting nation states with our agenda and our control, and then it's going to demonize the nation state. When that all falls, we'll get full control. So they're literally running our countries and knowing we're going to blame our governments and have basically cultural civil wars, and then they come in and pick up the pieces. Can you speak to that briefly?
Well, it's so obvious. I walked down the street of the city we're in, which is a really pretty little city, totally defiled and degraded by its leaders, garbage all over the street. The people here are really nice. You know, a lot of poor people. I walked through a poor neighborhood this morning on my way to the park in rural nature. All nice, super nice. But they're living in filth and squalor. The city doesn't provide that. This is Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'll say it. The city is disgusting. It's inherently a great city with great people. They've let it become disgusting, garbage all over the streets. I'm like, what is that? How hard is it to pick up the garbage?
We did a high two in the same thing.
They don't. I heard into people just run into you. They don't.
We're like, mow that water.
You know? Trying to get some exercise, not live in hotel rooms. No, but it's like, it's disgusting because its leaders, this mayor of this town, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, wants it to be disgusting to demoralize you and make you hopeless. And I'm just reminding myself, maybe it's a reminder to others that your duty is to be hopeful. That's your duty. It's not just like some side benefit of good news. It's like you're required to wake up every morning and determine to be hopeful and cheerful because you know that it, how it ends, which is in a great way. So I'm not going to be deterred from hope, no matter what they do, no matter how many retards they put in as the politician spokesman, no matter how much garbage they allow to accumulate on the street. I'm going to be hopeful. I mean that.
And by the way, this is Bianchi. This is the foul post. We got to go. The CIA, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, wasn't classified in the 90s. Look this up. Look up CIA-funded ugly art, CIA-funded ugly architecture. And it's actually in plans to have garbage and filth and not enforce stuff on low-level criminals to create ugliness. And then that debilitates the mind. And then you accept higher forms of tyranny. Same thing in Europe. This is a formula.
Of course it's a formula. But they're not going to break my spirit. I don't care what they do to me. They're never going to, because then they win. And also they're just tiny little reptiles. Like, I just have no respect whatsoever for the Jeremy Barr of the Washington Post and all this stuff. I don't have any respect for that. And so I'm not going to control my emotions. I am hopeful. I have hope in greater things. And I don't care how badly you degrade the country. You're not going to turn me in to some hopeless robot, period.
TuckerCarlson.com. Are you going to add more decks? I know most of them are selling out. People love it.
We're done. We've got 16. We've done 11. You're 12. You finish out the dozen, and we're really grateful that you're doing it. Thank you.
But in the future, someday, if we save the country, you're going to have to do a victory tour.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going around the world after this.
All right. All right, folks. TuckerCarlson.com. We'll see you at InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones. And the Democrats are literally filing in court right now to take Real Alex Jones away, and they say they own the name Alex Jones. Swear to God, it's in federal filings. It's already in the news. That's how evil they are. They tried to censor me. Now they want my name. That's desperation. You'll never shut me up, scumbags. Victory or death, in the words of Colonel Travis, the great Tucker Carlson.
So good. Thanks, man.
11 weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security it would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment. And there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air. And regardless of what happens, InfoWars, keep me on the air. And that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars. So that's key to support into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner. And a $138,000 turbo diesel, super deluxe, off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top. Turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour. The best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel. Army green, black with red pinstripe. Ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. a lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great church. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.